Over the next 8 minutes, I'll give you an education that will empower you to make an educated choice in an area that you didn't know about. So stay till the end of this presentation, and the reward of education will be yours. Let's get started. So you think you might have an issue with your foundation. What should you do? Let's take a look at the thought process for this kind of an issue. The first thing most people think of when they have a possible foundation problem is, who can I call to find out what's up with my foundation? I know, I'll call one of those foundation contractors that advertises on the radio. They must know about foundations, it's what they do. Since most people don't know much about foundations, it seems like a logical next step. And besides, they'll come out to inspect your foundation for free, right? Here's some valuable information that you might not be aware of that could really help you make an educated decision about your foundation. The state of Texas has no regulation on foundation repair contractors, and that means they can sell you whatever you're willing to sign a contract for. Yep, I said contract. Now that means if you're willing to let them install 52 piers at a cost of, let's say $12,000, they can sell that job to you even if you don't need piers. That's right, even if you don't need them. There are no foundation police to watch your back on this one. There are engineers, though, but we'll get to them in a moment. You only need foundation work if your foundation is in failure. Foundation failure is when there is a real and serious issue with a foundation where the structure is no longer functioning as it was intended. And it does occur, albeit not as often as some would have you believe. This is when you need someone that has no vested interest in selling you piers or other products to come evaluate and inspect your foundation and your structure to see if there really is an issue. You might say, Mr. Voiceover Guy, why would they sell me something I don't need? And I would say, why do you think? They want to make money like every other business that sells products. I mean, who's going to come to your house and spend an hour or more of their time for free and not expect to make a little money selling you some of their product? Based on Lighthouse Engineering's over 25,000 foundation inspections in the DFW area, we have determined that at minimum 85% or more of the foundation work that's done here is purely cosmetic in nature and not necessary for the structure to be considered not in failure. Sure, you can get a foundation lift done and try to fix a few cracks, but A, it's most likely not necessary. B, it may cause other problems or damage to your structure, like new cracks, plumbing issues, roof damage, interior settling, which means more work and additional cost to you, which the contractors will not do for free. This is where doing your due diligence and your homework can save you big money and a few headaches. With that in mind, let's discuss the options you have when you want to find out if you have an actual problem with your home's foundation. A structural engineer, which can be an EIT or professional engineer, also called a PE, is a college-degreed, state-certified and licensed professional that knows all the ins and outs of a foundation and structure. They know the local soils and topography, the science behind the design and the functioning of your structure, and they don't have any products to sell, only professional reports and peace of mind. Please keep in mind, many of the local foundation contractors have their own engineers that they use. Now, these engineers will come out to your house to check and see if the proposed foundation lift will be safe for the structure, but not to determine if the work proposed is necessary for your home. They are the employees of the contractor and not you. So let's go ahead and break down this picture that's illustrated here on the website. Option number one, you call a foundation contractor and they send out a salesman to do a sales evaluation on your home for free. They will call it an inspection, but really, it's an evaluation to see what they can sell you and how much you might be willing to spend. Now, if you're a realtor, you may have a go-to contractor, and you may notice every once in a while they'll say that a house really doesn't need a lift. Now, usually that's because they don't see any real money in that particular job, and the other reason is to keep the idea alive that they're not in it for just the money, and you should keep calling them. Now, after their evaluation, the salesman will probably tell you that you have some slopes and that you need some piers to fix them. Now, the average repair cost is around $5,000 in the DFW Metroplex, and it's extremely rare that they will say that you don't need any work. Remember that when a foundation repair salesman comes into your home, they are coming into the perfect sales storm for this type of business. A, you called them out, and that automatically infers that you believe there's a problem. B, nothing wrong with selling you a solution to a problem that you perceive exists, right? C. If you're selling your house, more than likely you are under the gun of an option period, and that means that you have to do something fast. I think you'll agree that most of us make poor decisions under duress. Now, this is where the education that you're getting right now comes in handy. Are you following? In option two, you call out a professional engineer. An engineer comes out to your house to perform a Level B inspection. Now, that is the industry standard inspection type, and it's what the lenders, city, and state governments require to be done to satisfy their needs. They also require them to be done by a licensed professional engineer. You can't send in a contractor's bid when they call for an inspection on the foundation because they will not accept it. And any realtor worth their weight in for sale signs won't even entertain negotiating price off of a contractor's bid. It should be very apparent why by now. Let's talk about money. A foundation inspection done by an EIT or a professional engineer will cost you around $500 for a concrete slab foundation and a little more for a pier and beam foundation, since the engineer spends a lot of time crawling the entire under area of the home. Or at least that's what they're supposed to do to accurately inspect all of the wood and fittings in a pier and beam foundation. If no work is deemed necessary, that's all you'll spend, and you'll have the peace of mind knowing that your foundation is functioning properly. If you're selling your home, you'll know that you will not have to negotiate price for foundation repairs, and you now have a PE-stamped report that proves all is well with your foundation. On the other hand, should you actually need foundation repairs, the engineer provides an accurate repair plan that you use to shop contractors with. Send it out to several of them and just let them bid against each other so you can get the very best price. This repair plan is part of the inspection that you already paid for and is not an additional cost. Most good and reputable contractors use an engineer, as we discussed earlier, for what is called an initial inspection. Now, with your repair plan from the engineer that you hired, they don't need to use theirs, and that will save you money right from the start. Now, the contractor usually bills $375 to $500 for their engineer into your total bill. Now, you could actually break even with that cost alone. Plus, now you know exactly what work you need, and you won't be sold any products that you don't need. Please keep in mind, we are not putting foundation contractors down, as they serve a very good purpose when you actually do need a foundation lift. Many other professions operate in the very same way. We know of several foundation contractors that we feel do outstanding work here in DFW. It's the old adage of buyer beware, or as we like to say, know before you blow your money. This presentation has been made to illustrate why calling an engineer first is really your best option if you suspect you may have foundation issues, and now you've been educated. Thanks a lot for listening, and if you have any questions, call Lighthouse at 214-577-1077, and we'll be happy to discuss your situation with you.